Welcome to the TP Podcast, useful language, conversations, everyday language, first episode. When you are watching TV series and movies, you hear this all the time. Come on in, come on in. It's come in. But then the on gives it a warmer, more inviting or polite or more informal touch, as if we blended come on and come in. Come on in. That's awesome. That's awesome. Turn it up, meaning the volume of a TV set or of a radio. Turn it up. It sucks. That sucks. Meaning, I don't like it. That's really bad or crappy or lousy. That rocks. You rock. You rock my world. Meaning, I love it. That's really cool. Or you're really cool. Or you're so very important in my life. Are you in? Are you in? Would you like to join us? Would you like to do this with us? Are you joining in? I'm in. I'm in. It's like, me apunto. Count on me. Is it on? Is it on? Meaning, shall we do it? Or have we got a deal here? Do you agree with this? Are we going to do it? Is it on? And then the reply, it's on. It's on means, yes, we've got a deal. Yes, we'll do it. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm leaving this very moment. I'm leaving right away. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Help me escape. I need to run away from this place. I want out. It's like primitive syntax. It means I want to leave right away. I want in is also primitive syntax. It means I want to be part of that. When you want to say that you think you know somebody or you think you know about something, but at this moment you cannot really remember who or what, you use the expression to look familiar if it is about people. For instance, you see someone, you don't remember who it is, and suddenly you realize who it is, and you also realize that you know this person. So you say, I knew you looked familiar. I knew you looked familiar. Ya sé que me sonabas. Ah, me sonabas. And then, for instance, if somebody tells you, do you know Zappa's song, The Dangerous Kitchen? And you think you do, but you cannot remember just now, you say, that rings a bell, or it rings a bell, or it actually rings a bell, and you mean, I must have heard about it. I may actually know about it, but I can't remember it just now. What's it like? Imagine your friend is in New York City, and you talk to her, you talk to him, and you say, what's it like? What's it like? What's it like in New York City? So it's like saying, what is New York City like? What did you do? Did you enjoy it? Whatever. Or imagine your friend went to a party. What was it like in the past? What was it like? Meaning, how was that? Or what was the party like in a more detailed kind of description? And what did you do? Did you enjoy it? Or imagine your friend got a job and is really happy about it. And you ask him or her, what's it like? What's it like to be a pilot? What's it like to be an artist? What's it like to be in that company? Or imagine your friend moved out of his or her parents' house. What's it like to be independent? What's it like to live on your own? What's it like? Ways of saying hello or how are you? Howdy. Hiya. How are things? How are you doing? What's up? In short and extra cool is sup. What's up? Sup, meaning hello dudes, hello peeps, hello guys, what's going on? You can also say hello saying, what have you been up to lately? What have you been up to lately? But don't use it with people you don't know. To be up to something may indicate some naughty purpose too. But anyway, the general meaning is, what have you been doing lately? Where have you been? Where have you been? At home? Or, I went to my mom's to get my laundry. I went to my mom's to get my laundry. This means that your mother is still helping you. In this case, she is getting your clothing and linens clean. Okay, your linens are like all the other kinds of cloth things we have, like the bedding, the sheets, okay, the pillowcases. You see, I haven't got a washing machine, and there are no laundromats in my area. You see, I haven't got a washing machine, and there are no laundromats in my area. Nowadays, people also say, washaterias, washaterias. And laundromats and washaterias are called launderettes or laundrettes in the UK. They are automated and coin-operated, and some of them are staffed and some aren't, okay? And the non-staffed laundromats are usually open 24 hours a day. Where have you been? I went out shopping. I got myself this wonderful pair of boots. I went out shopping. I got myself this wonderful pair of boots. Where have you been? I've been here all day long. I've been here all day long. Grab. In informal speech, in conversations and in informal letters and notes, grab has a lot of meanings, and they basically use it for taking all kinds of things or going to get all kinds of things. For instance, why don't we grab a cab? Why don't we grab a cab? That's like, why don't we take a taxi cab? Why don't we take a taxi cab? Why don't we grab something to eat? Why don't we grab something to eat? That's, why don't we have something to eat? Why don't we grab some drinks first? Why don't we grab some drinks first? Why don't we get some drinks first? So, grab means take with a sudden movement or violently or holding, making pressure. Like when someone grabs your arm on the bus because they're going to fall down. But in everyday language, grab is used as a cool way to say take, like in Spanish, from Spain, pillar. Don't use grab in this way in formal or semi-formal writing or in formal or semi-formal conversations, meaning when you don't really know the people. Then we have the verb crash for conversations and informal notes and letters. Is it okay if I crash here? Is it okay if I crash here? And this means, can I stay over the night? Can I sleep in your house? Okay, can I stay over the night? Can I crash at your place? Can I crash at your place? Can I stay over the night at your place, in your house. You can crash at my place for the night. You can crash at my place. You can crash on my couch. You can crash on my couch. Meaning you can stay over, or I can put you up for a night and you can sleep on my sofa. Then it's got other meanings too, like when you say my computer crashed. My computer crashed. It ceased to work. It shut down. Okay? Crash is sleep. And crush, to have a crush on someone, is to feel very intensely, to be in love very intensely with someone. So crash, crush. Crash, crush. Can I crash at your place? I've got a crush on you. I've got a crush on you. Do you still have a crush on whoever? Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait. This means you're very impatient. You're really excited about whatever. I can't make it. I can't make it. This has got two meanings. One is I cannot succeed in my endeavor. And the other one is I'm late. I'm not going to get there on time. Then you have, you must be insane. You must be insane. This is deduction. You're saying that somebody must be crazy, must be nuts, must be crackers, must be mad, mad in the UK, must be out of his or her mind, or bananas, or loony, or bonkers. There are zillions of words to say that one is crazy. You must watch this movie. You must watch this movie. I'm mentioning these two examples with can't and with must, because especially the must examples are important, because when we use you must in spoken English, very rarely do we refer to obligation. That is very strange. When you start a sentence with you must, everybody expects something positive. Okay, so the positive thing is that you're going to do an enthusiastic or emphatic recommendation. So if you tell them you must be quiet, they would suffer a big shock. Okay, because in spoken English, when you start a sentence with you must, everybody expects a nice recommendation, an enthusiastic recommendation, okay? Laughter. We cracked up. Cracked up. We cracked up. We cracked up. That is, we laughed our heads off. We laughed our heads off. We laughed our heads off. We started laughing like crazy. We started laughing like crazy. It was so funny. You were so funny. We cracked up. Being late on your cell phone. Sorry, I'm late. I can't possibly make it. Something held me up at work. I think I might be there in half an hour. Would that be okay, or shall we meet some other day? Sorry, I'm late. I can't possibly make it. Something held me up at work. I think I might be there in half an hour. Would that be okay, or shall we meet some other day? Sorry, I'm late. I can't possibly make it. Something held me up at work. I think I might be there in half an hour. Would that be okay, or shall we meet some other day? What a fright! Kasust, what a fright! Or you shriek. You scared the shit out of me. You scared the shit out of me. Or, oh shit, you gave me a terrible fright. Oh shit, you gave me a terrible fright. And then when it's fear in the sense that it's giving you goosebumps, it's making you really scared. It is really scary. you say, "You're giving me the creeps. You're giving me the creeps." Or the story is giving me the creeps. Creeps, long I. "You're giving me the creeps." Or "it was so creepy." It was so creepy. Or "it was so spooky." It was so spooky. We use this onomatopoeia, eek, to express a shriek, okay? A very acute scream, like traditionally women's or children's. Okay then, that's all for today. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.